This pandemic is tough for everybody, including for me and this podcast. I really love deep conversations and having real connection with my guests. However, we are also adapting to the new normal. Today, there will be three ladies in three different locations, Sweden, UK, and Germany, who will join me to share about their experience and their reflections. We will end our conversation with tips from a career coach on how to navigate your career or job search during this period. So stay tuned right here in Berbagi Frequency. Hello and welcome to Berbagi Frequency with me, Cherika Harjakusuma, as your host. How are you doing? How are you managing the current situation? Are you digitally overwhelmed? Because I feel that way. We are every day bombarded by so much information, pictures, statistics, number. It's stressful. But also at the same time, I receive so much feel-good related entertainment. Lots of new podcasts out there, articles, movies, and so on. A lot of us are still finding ways on how to cope with uncertainty, anxiety, and fears. But on the positive side, our life has not totally stopped. There are a lot of things going on. There are many kind gestures. Home concerts, yoga, meditation, cooking tutorial, Dalgona coffee. Oh my god. Who has not tried Dalgona coffee? You should try, it's fun. And the thing is, many great things are given for free this time. This is really the time to grab these amazing opportunities for learning something new. I also use this period as a time to reconnect with my family and friends more intensely, although only virtually. We are, in the end, in need of human connection at this time. So today, I would like to check how my friends in different countries are doing. So let's first connect to Sweden. Hello.
Hello.
So we have Lea joining us from Sweden. And where in Sweden are you right now, Lea?
I'm about 200 kilometers western from Stockholm, close to the Lake Vättern.
Okay, and how is it there? Are you safe and sound?
I think so, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Are you in lockdown or not?
No, I'm not.
Ah, this is interesting because I think everyone's like talking about Sweden, probably one of the not so many countries that decided not to lock down. Why do you think the government decided not to do it?
Well, I think there's different things in that. If I understood right, actually, the government doesn't have the legal tools to, like in the Swedish constitution, to decide a general lockdown as we have it in other countries. Mm-hmm. But I think there's even the fact that the Swedish government is like building on everyone's responsibility, mm-hmm. trusting their population, that they know what they are doing.
Okay.
So the government actually didn't, they cannot legally oblige people to stay at home, if I understood it right. So mm-hmm. they launched some recommendations, which most Swedes understood as rules. For example, that they have to stay home if they are older than 70 or that they should limit their travels.
Mm-hmm. And has it been effective so far? Like, do people really listen to this?
Well, more or less, it's quite hard for me to say because I'm only seeing like my little town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if people are really listening to it, but
yeah.
People say that they do it. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But how's the general public reaction to this? Is it more negative or positive? I know some people might be like, oh, they should be more restrictive, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people are quite positive to it because they see how it is in other countries and they don't want to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now in where I'm living, we do not really have some cases. So we wouldn't understand why we should.
Okay, but in Stockholm, cases are quite high, right? The number of cases there.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. they have to have like a bit more restrictions or recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Like staying at home, like work from home or limit the use of public transport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in your town, are business operating as usual there? What about the school, the universities?
Well, universities and high schools got closed for about a month then.
Okay.
Because pupils and students are at home studying online. But businesses are, operating as usual. Some stores have like to limit, they're asked to limit the access more or less, like to see that it's not too crowded, or like getting some stickers on the floor that people have to keep some distance between them when waiting to pay, for example. Whereas it's quite business as usual, I would say.
Okay. I'm curious, like, do people wear masks and all that in public?
I saw people wearing gloves,
Okay, yeah.
but masks.
Without mask. Okay. Yeah, because now I think we are almost springtime, right? In Europe and in Sweden, I heard that it's a huge thing because people starting to go out, get together, hanging out, party, and so on. Will this spring be different, you think?
I think, well, we are like officially asked to go out and get
Really?
fresh air. Yeah, they say it's really important to get fresh air for our health. So we are not asked to stay at home. So I think that it will not affect on this like this. And some of my colleagues and friends, I don't know where this is coming from, but they like completely sure that if you are staying outside, you will not catch corona, or not as easily. I don't really understand where this is coming from, but if you have some parties or something at like outside, the risk is not so high. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if this is right or not.
Yeah.
But
But there's no like limit for people to only gather maximum two people or something like
no,
that.
it's maximum 50. So
Oh, great.
yeah.
So you can still have a big party.
Yeah, but then of course, I mean, we got asked over Easter to not travel and to limit like family gatherings, and so this was quite hard for many people. And now the big like these long weekends are coming, like over 1st of May or midsummer, and so I think it will be more and more difficult to get people to understand that they should like stay at home and not travel to their families and not to travel to the sea or to the mountains. So I think it will affect, and a lot of events got canceled. So, well, of course, we also feel it, but it's not the same thing than in the rest of Europe.
I'm curious, can you still travel, for example, to other cities nearby?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And what about travelers coming from outside Sweden, like from Denmark, for example, are they still allowed to come?
This is so weird because I'm working as a tourism branch, and we have people from outside, and we're like from the rest of Europe, and we're always curious how did they come in, and they cannot really tell us. So I don't know, because Denmark more or less closed the borders, but I think it's not forbidden, and Sweden did not close their borders for people traveling within Europe.
So there's still a loophole there then.
Yes, but Sweden recommended to not travel like in foreign countries.
While Lea's place in Sweden does not apply a lockdown policy, I'm curious about how a big city like London doing. So I call up my friend Melissa, who lives in London. Can you tell us the latest situation in London?
London, I guess, unlike other cities in the world, big cities, its situation is pretty dire. But we're still allowed to go out once a day, for exercising, either running on the park or we can still get groceries. But whenever we get groceries, it has to be, 2 meter distance from everyone, which is good. And then everyone's wearing mask. But I think for London itself, we've already passed the peak. The peak was about 2 weeks ago, where we had about 1,000 deaths a day. And now, I know it's crazy. But now I think it's declining. It's 600 deaths a day. Not great, but I think it's getting better.
Yeah, when you go out, do you need to file like a form or something?
No, so it's not like Spain or Italy yet. So I mean, it's just personal discretion. The government, you know, tells us to, you know, just be sensible. Go out only once a day and only when it's necessary. So for exercising, it's still okay. We don't need any, like, letters or anything.
Okay, and what about work? Do you work from home these days?
Yeah, every day. So this is my 6th week working from home.
Wow. That's a long time. And what hits you the most during this period?
I think I miss my friends and family, like, a lot. I still talk to them, like, every single day. So I, you know, WhatsApp call my parents. But, you know, the thought that this might extend for another year, even, you know, before everything returns to normal. Well, I think maybe. I have an assumption that things won't go back to normal, at least for a year. Like, travel restriction will still be around and things like that. Yeah. You know,
and it's tough for us knowing that our parents are in Indonesia.
Yeah, exactly. So do you talk to your parents then?
Yeah, I have to call them every day just to let them know that I'm okay and just to also check on them.
Yeah,
but they're doing pretty good, I think. They listen to me at least, not to go out.
Yeah,
yeah. And for you, knowing that you are very active and social person and also known as hipster. You really regularly go to exhibitions, museum, bar, clubs, right? How do you keep yourself entertained and staying hip this month?
Well, I don't know about staying hip this month, but I mean, to be honest, I'm quite desperate to just, you know, go back to be able to go to the cinema or to the gallery and museums. But in the meantime, I've made quite a strict schedule. So every day I must have an activity. So for example, now I've started reading a book that I've, you know, reserved for my retirement.
My gosh, okay.
Yeah. So I've started reading Proust, and then I've started, you know, learning French through Duolingo, just, you know, recapping a bit.
Yeah. Is and it then, progressing well?
Not really. But...
next time we'll do an interview in French.
Yeah, next time. And then, yeah, so there's a day for baking sourdough bread. There's a day for making clays, for sketching. And I also just bought a new coffee machine because...
yeah, that looks so shiny and looks like you're going to open your own cafe or something.
That's the dream after this lockdown finish, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then I will apply as a brunch chef.
Barista.
Yeah. So, since you spend a lot of time at home, I'm sure you've made some self-reflections. Can you share to us your deep thoughts about the current situation?
Yeah, deep thoughts. I don't know about deep thoughts, but I found this quite a fascinating period, actually, because, I mean, we, as... active, like, youth, right? I mean, we're forced to just be still, and then in this time of idleness, like, we're forced to think, like you said before, so we have a lot of time to self-reflect. So I'm just wondering, you know, if this period of idleness will become a norm in the future. So once this lockdown finishes, you know, there will be massive changes in terms of how people spend their days, because, you know, they appreciate their, you know, alone time a bit better, appreciate their hobbies a bit better. And then, so there's like this concept of idleness, where in like a productive society, in a productive capitalist society, being, you know, progressing, completing things has always been like, oh, okay, well, you know, this is the goal. Yeah. But then I feel like after this period, people will start rethinking, you know, rethinking this kind of stuff. Okay, what is truly meaningful? Is it achieving, you know, our career and it being rich or whatever, you know, those like superficial stuff? Or is it more about, like, you know, being in tune with what you really want to do in life and what gives you happiness and things like that?
Melissa's point is totally right. The current crisis has given us a chance to reflect on many things, including our career. Many of us may also have to face the fact that our current jobs are at risk. I'd like to discuss further on this with Margarita from Fairforce Berlin. She's a career transformation and leadership coach. She's Italian, but she's based in Berlin. Before we start talking about the career bits, let's first check with Mark on the latest situation in her home country.
Yeah, so Italy is kind of going through a challenging time right now. Of course, you know that, or like people might know that Italy was probably the first country in Europe that suffered quite strongly and intensively the consequences of the virus. Mm-hmm. But right now it feels like that it's not only because of the virus that Italy is struggling. Mm-hmm. It feels like that the virus has literally uncovered and brought to the surface many other issues related to the world healthcare, economic and social systems mm-hmm. problems or issues. You can see that although the lockdown, the numbers of contagions haven't consistently decreased, mm-hmm. And it's more about the fact that the healthcare system and the healthcarers are struggling to face the emergency, and mm-hmm. they don't have enough capacity or tools to operate properly. So there is like an overall lack of coordination among hospitals and health structures. So mm-hmm. people are stuck at home. They, yeah. they cannot leave even for a short walk. I mean, they can only leave for groceries or primary needs like pharmacy, health issues. But the situation is becoming concerning. Many friends of mine and many people start feeling extremely frustrated because they really don't see the point. It feels like almost like like when you're taken away your freedom to even just
your life.
Go your life, like everything. And the fact is that at the beginning people could get or somehow could understand why the lockdown came in, but now it feels a bit like too much, and I really hope that they will lose the lockdown after May 4th.
Okay, so May 4th they will start reviewing the policy then.
Exactly. I mm-hmm. hope that like from now, from what I know, mm-hmm. from my 4th, the situation should start going back to more like normal, or mm-hmm. at least people will be able to get out of their flat for just like a walk.
God. Yeah, I can't imagine. But Berlin, for example, now 2 days ago, right? 22nd of April, Berlin Senate has released the lockdown. And how relieving is it for you?
So I think that personally, Berlin has a very different situation compared to what was it or what is in Italy. So personally, I think that Berlin hasn't really gone through a strict lockdown. Mm-hmm. At least for me, the situation here was way more bearable. So of course, I stayed home. I mm-hmm. haven't been out for more than 6 weeks now. But I feel lucky that we had at least a little bit of freedom to, I don't know, just bike outside, biking mm-hmm. to work, going for a run, going for a walk. I mean, I think that, I don't know, I feel like that now Berlin has this almost like urge to let people... let people learn how to slowly live with the condition and mm-hmm. almost like educate people about this new normalcy, which for me, it's really crucial because, of course, things will not be the same as before for quite a long time now. Mm-hmm. But at least we need to learn how to live with that and to give the people the possibility to adapt to a new normalcy. It's, I guess, the best that we can mm-hmm. Do right now for making the future be more sustainable.
Yeah. It's funny because also like I saw several pictures on Facebook and Instagram. In Berlin, people are just like chilling with beers in Tempelhof and
yes.
Mauer Park, and even before the lockdown was released. So yeah, I just hope that they can be responsible with their actions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I otherwise agree. Then
yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bit a blurry limit, I would say, because from one side there are people that really panic about go outside and be in mm-hmm. contact with everything else than it's not their house walls, which is totally reasonable, and yeah. I totally understand, because at the beginning, or like I would say until 4 weeks ago, I also felt extremely uncomfortable leaving my flat because it was hard to assess the situation in Germany, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was looking at the thing in Italy, and I was really concerned that Germany would have passed through a very similar pattern.
Yeah.
But when I realized that somehow the German system, for one reason or another, kind of like was able to deal with that in a different way, or offer the people more clarity about what was good, what was to avoid, I felt a bit more comfortable to make my own decisions and be like, okay, I'm now going to go to work but using my bike, or I'm not going to meet my friends but I can just go out and do it and make a walk, or going for a walk in a park, as long as I keep my distances. So I feel like that if people are reasonable enough to respect the basic prevention measures, mm-hmm. it will be kind of fine. Of course, I would avoid to have like big parties right yeah. now. And I hope people will get it. But for example, I'm planning to, I don't know, meet just a couple of friends over the next weeks, but we all know, okay, we're going to stay in distance. We're going to go to the park. We're going to stay 1 meter. And we're really strict mm-hmm. about it. And we are also really clear about how we want to, for now, regulate our hangouts or get-togethers. Yeah. So it's really matter how people take this seriously and responsibilize themselves about how to almost bit change their usual habits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. There are a lot of people who are actually still anxious, not just about the health situation, but also about their job, because obviously the impact for the economy will be hard hit, especially also for Germany. And how do you think about this? You are a career and transformation coach, and maybe you can also introduce us to what you do and try to give us a bit of, you know, background of how the situation's like right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that especially for people that live in Germany and have almost always expected Germany to be such a strong economic country. Now mm-hmm. we have to learn to deal with very different situations or very different circumstances. And I totally feel and agree with the fact that there is a level of insecurities and uncertainty that we all need to deal with, and especially for those who whose situations completely change under the point of view of the professional sphere. So what I think is that there is a level of uncertainty in every stage of our life, depending on the pandemic, but also not depending on the pandemic. It's a bit of a catastrophic narrative if we consider that the only level of uncertainty has came now with the pandemic, because mm-hmm. If we think about how much life can offer every time, to some or another extent, a level of insecurities, we realize that we have more agency, and we already have within ourselves an amount or a level of agency that allows us to deal with the current circumstances. So I had a couple of people reaching out to me, and I have myself reach out to the community that I have around to help them understand the concept of resilience. and creativity. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is, of course, a very crucial time for changes and challenges, but it also, or at least what helped me in my personal way to cope with that, is try to see this as an opportunity and as a time where I was given the chance to rethink of some things in my life, reset priorities, but also to understand how to pivoting my life somehow and check all my skills, my talents, and to try out new ways and new things, because, you know, right now we're already in a very crucial situation. So the questions is always like, what is the worst that can happen if I dare to try out something new, or if I dare to actually get into something that I've never tried before, because now it might be something that could save me or that could help me survive. So it's literally like a matter of survival. It could be a matter of survival for some people. Of course, I don't want to minimize the impact that this can be, this can create for people, and the fact that, of course, when you lose your job, when you're giving away your basic, I would say, incomes or safety factors, it's not that easy to say, yeah, I'm going to create my own things, I'm going to do that and that. So I totally understand that sometimes it's not that easy to be like, yeah, just make up your new business, or like, yeah, just offer that or that. But I believe that the like from one side, or let's say on one hand, I think that the German social system is offering different support and financial support to people that have been either laid off, or people that are self-employed and they saw their businesses stop because of that. And on the other hand, I think that again, for how much we can take the time to process our feelings and our transitions and this sensation of, oh my God, I'm screwed, or any reaction, which is completely okay and normal, it's really important to find some time to get into a more reactive attitude, because the situation is not going to change tomorrow. It's not going to change for, I mean, we cannot predict how things will be. And this inability to predict is both scary, but also strategic. It can be like the best time for us to come up with something that can be very transformative.
Yeah, this is very interesting, because before I called you, I just had a call with my friend in London, who is now, actually, she still has a job. She's working from home. She's relatively safe in her position, but staying at home, and for now, almost like 1 month, I think, London, she's been doing this at home. She made a lot of self-reflections, and she starts questioning herself whether this job still serves her, whether she still wants to do it in the long run, and so on. So I think, yeah, staying at home made people reflect on themselves and what they want, what their purposes are, and so on. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. It's really, really, like, it's really curious that you mentioned that, because, again, I am aware that this is not the experience of everybody, and every situation can be very different and can have very specific obstacles. But I'm sure that for everybody, this time brought a level of chance to do some reflections, and even say, or maybe realizing the fact that their situation is or was particularly precarious, and maybe this gave them the chance to rethink about their priorities, or maybe they realize that they are happier at home, and that they don't want to have a very frenetic life. And this is, for example, what happened to me. I I am sorry and sad that I cannot see my friends and I cannot leave the city, like here in Berlin now that it's springtime, so everybody's out, yeah. Everything is start getting to life again. But I don't miss the crazy commutes and the fact that I was all the time all over places. So I really enjoying this like time to be more settled and to be more like even slowing down. So yeah, I think that at some point or like to some extent it's also almost like, you know, a gift.
Yeah, yeah, time is a gift.
Yes,
right. Hope we don't always have
totally
it. Yeah. One other question I have for you is that there are many people who are still job seeking,
mm-hmm.
and those who just newly graduate or those who are seeking for a change. And are companies still hiring these days? Because I heard a lot of people start making their own judgment saying like, oh, nobody's hiring, so what am I going to do?
Yes.
But yeah, how do you feel about this? What's your observation about this?
Yeah, this is a really good question and a good point. So just to give like your listeners a bit of a background, mm-hmm. I work as a career and leadership coach, and I had many people reaching out to me asking, shall I apply now? Are companies hiring at all? Are they completely stuck or messed mm-hmm. up? And I had myself to do my own research because, you know, like you ask the same questions, like mm-hmm. my work hasn't been impacted too much, but I saw many, 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 many people, even in my circles of friends, being like, mm-hmm. Change in their situation. So after doing my research, I came to the conclusion that of course we might have the impression that companies have stopped hiring or that the economy has completely stopped, but mm-hmm. the reality is that there has been a slowdown processes, but the economy hasn't stopped and companies haven't completely shut down their doors. So of course they are going through a consistent massive adjustment process. So if you think about our own lives, they've changed. Mm-hmm. And if you think about an organization, of course you could realize that they are still like processing how all the circumstances have changed, but it doesn't mean that economy has stopped. People are still buying things, they're still investing money in service and even for non-primary services, and this means that there are businesses there are even experiencing a reverse trend, so they're kind of like growing right now because they were able to use their creativity to or innovate their kind of system. So what I recommend is like the best thing that people can do right now is to do their own research. I cannot speak mm-hmm. for all the industries and I cannot speak for all the jobs and roles and markets, but it's really important to not to assume that, for example, companies have stopped hiring and not assuming that nobody will need our skills or that are no company out there that are willing to work with us. And mm-hmm. also, it's really important not to assume that, again, the economy is stuck because companies are, if you think about it, like companies cannot really afford to stop. They need to let their business survive. And maybe they might have slowed down their operations, but the circle is still going, like the machine has to go on. And especially for all the digital economy, so digital services, digital or virtual service providers, online shops, e-commerce, online fitness, online learning platforms, they're still very much active. And there are many, many jobs that are related to this digital economy that can be done from remote, from home. Yeah. And from one side, I've heard a lot of people being, of course, like unfortunately being laid off, but I also had friends telling me I got hired. Just got onboarded, or maybe they had to postpone their starting date for a while. But yeah, I mean, companies are still hiring, and it's really important that each people either make their own research about how is the very specific situation in their field and in their industry. And from the other side, I would totally recommend people to start rethinking about the way they apply or reach out to recruiters.
Maybe special approach needed in this time of the year.
Yeah, so this can sound like emergency new approaches, but it's actually something that I would recommend anytime, because you know the market is never an easy place. Like, the job market is never an easy place. It's gonna become more and more competitive. It's already really competitive, and the challenges related to the job search doesn't start or stop with the COVID. So but I would say that for the specific situation right now, I would recommend people to use their creativity and to let go of the more orthodox and traditional ways to apply. So instead of sending out application through the job dashboards or the job boards, it can be really interesting to start approaching recruiters on LinkedIn. And in that situation, I would suggest to trying to be as much human and authentic as possible, because you also need to understand that, of course, recruiters are getting many, many messages right now. And in the same time, they also know that not all the companies are still hiring, so they're all in a critical positions too. But yeah, maybe trying to send out some nice messages, try to network and build authentic connections with the professional community, and reach out to ask if people need help, and be really proactive in offering help and innovation ideas or innovative idea, because this is a time where all people seek for solutions, and it's a great time for ideas to circulate even quicker. So I would say people shouldn't be afraid to reach out proactively to recruiters, managers, CEOs, and other people involved, and not be afraid to actually pitch their own ideas and suggestions for solution either.
This is very, very good knowledge and a lot of information to digest, I think, for our listeners. Where can we reach you?
You can definitely reach out to me via all the social media. So you can find me on Instagram. My account is This Fair Force.
This Fair Force, okay.
And the same is for the website, www.thisfairforce.com. And they're like both on Instagram and on the website. You have the link to my email and to the community that I run on Facebook. So we have a community. I mean, I run a community for women in work in Berlin. And so if you go to the website or to Instagram, you can be redirected to the community on Facebook.
Okay. Are you only focused on Berlin market, or you're basically open to any market?
It depends on a bit of what people look for. So when it comes to do some career and professional vision coach, I can help people from all over the world, because I mostly work with a mindset shifting and discovery and clarity sessions. So I work a lot on the people and trying to first identify what make them thrive. And this is something that is very context not specific. If people look for or need more like technical advices and some more technical support for their application, I am specialized in the Berlin market. And I would say that, of course, I am aware that European market can be quite similar, but mm-hmm. I also know that every cities and every ecosystem, professional ecosystems, may have their own specificity. So I would recommend to look for specific beautiful experts that are out there in other cities.
Yes. All right. Okay, Margarita, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And this information is super useful for us. And I hope we can catch up soon in person.
Yeah, thank you so much for your invitation. You. It was amazing.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.